Hello, everybody. Well, we're getting really excited because the launch of our new book is getting so close. We're going to have an online event on the 12th of November at 7:30 in the evening, a real party. So if you want to connect with us, meet me and Trace, and enjoy the fun, then ask Rachel for the link. You have to register first, but if you can't do that, she'll just send you the link on its own. But make sure you get to tell her that you want to come. It's info@mbm-ministries.org, and we hope to see you there. In Hope for the Heart this week, there's a verse that I want to start with, Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's so important to keep our eyes focused on God's power in these days and to realise that even though things sometimes seem impossible to us, they are certainly not impossible to God. But we can make him so small in our minds, and our expectations can become dulled, especially when we tune into depressing news and we're confronted by sadnesses daily all around us. So we need to focus on the Lord's goodness and his character and take hold of his promises afresh so that we can gain new perspective. The power of prayer in particular is mind-boggling as we partner with him to bring about his will in our world. When I first got to know Tracy, my close friend who now works with me, she'd been to visit me and was waiting at a bus stop one evening to go home, when suddenly someone came up behind her and started to attack her. She was paralysed with fear. But as quickly as it started, the man stopped, for no apparent reason, letting go of her, and just walked away. She was very shocked, of course, and upset, and came back to my house, where I started to help her recover. But the next day, she heard two things that amazed her. One close friend said that at exactly the time Tracy was being attacked, she had an urgent sense she needed to pray for Tracy's safety. But another lady, my assistant at the time, who had only met Tracy once in passing, was woken up and had an urgent sense she should pray for her too. You see, God put Tracy on their hearts, and the worst of this man's evil intent was averted. I heard a wonderful story from a lady called Becky, who has a lovely healing ministry. A desperate father contacted her about his 3-year-old daughter, who was experiencing severe seizures, and medically, though they tried everything, nothing was helping. But this father was a Christian and believed that somehow God wanted to step in to help. Becky took this little girl to her heart. The Lord showed her specific things to pray for to bring deliverance to this child. And a week later, she heard back from the dad. Our Almighty God has done it. He did the impossible, the miraculous. All seizures have stopped. It's so breathtaking. Our family are dazed and awed. It happened just like that. My daughter has regained her perfect state of health. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, what a victory for this family. What rejoicing they experienced. His daughter has now gone back to play school, and they are overwhelmed by God's love and care for them. You see, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He hasn't changed. Let us spend time getting to know him more, allowing him to fill us with new hope and confidence in his compassion for all those we pray for. Father, help us not to give up, not to be dragged down by cynicism, but to search out what the Bible teaches about you and to learn more about your ways, your character, because you want us to overflow with hope and trust in your greatness. Amen. Lord, how I- I long to see your face, not just in heaven, but here on earth to see your glory, to see the compassion in your eyes, and then to let your love fill every fiber of my being. Nothing compares with finding you. The joy of learning to know your Father heart. Your heart won't rest until under the shelter of your wings. Just to hear your tender voice, the voice that brings such deep assurance to my soul. Just to know a little part of the plans you have and the deepest things on your heart. Nothing compares with finding you. Under the shelter of your wings, you've come to save a world that's lost, and you will keep on loving despite the cost. Your heart won't rest until it brings those who need your love under the shelter of your wings. Those who need your love under the shelter